HarperCollins presents Conflict, The Evolution of Warfare from 1945 to Ukraine, by David Petraeus and Andrew Roberts. Read by David Petraeus and Robert Fass. A note before we begin. For maps, additional resources, and more, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider.
Dedication from General David Petraeus. To the men and women in U.S., coalition, and host nation uniforms, as well as the diplomats, spies, and development experts with whom I was privileged to serve during nearly four decades in uniform and government service.
Andrew Roberts. To Simon Sebag Montefiore and our 40-year friendship. Introduction. There are not many positive services which the historian can do higher than that of tracing the causes of wars, describing the means by which they are fought, ascertaining the reasons that led to victory on one side or the other, describing the effects, and estimating the conditions likely to produce future wars in which they would be fought. Professor Cyril Falls, inaugural address as Chicheley Professor of War at Oxford, 1946. In the early hours of Thursday, February 24, 2022, President Vladimir Putin of Russia unleashed what he hoped would be swift and devastating attacks on Kyiv and other points in Ukraine, intended to topple its government by a coup de main. Although, as this book will show, military conflict has evolved significantly since 1945, Putin deliberately chose to wage Second World War-style hostilities, with devastating consequences for both Ukraine and Russia. One intention of this book is to put Putin's actions in Ukraine and his methods of engagement into their proper historical context, but it has greater ambitions than just that. It will also attempt to show how militaries around the world have learned, or failed to learn, from each previous war when trying to fashion the means to fight the next, and it will investigate the personal qualities needed for successful strategic leadership. It is important to establish what this book is not. It is not intended as a comprehensive history of all conflict since 1945, which would be nearly impossible in a single volume. Instead, it concentrates solely on conflicts that have contributed to the evolution of warfare. Nor is it a book about politics and why wars break out. Rather, it is about what happens on battlefields once they have. If a conflict saw warfare evolve in some manner, such as in tactical concepts or a crucial new weapon, or when defense became superior to offense, or vice versa, then we have included it. The effect of increased accuracy in anti-tank weaponry in the Yom Kippur War, say, or the tactics of massed tank attack in the Gulf War will find a place in this book, whereas we do not examine a series of lesser, often guerrilla conflicts that were essentially fought according to much the same precepts as each other. The Prussian military philosopher and theorist Karl von Clausewitz described warfare as politics by other means, and just as politics did not end in 1945, neither has warfare. Indeed, conflict has continued at least somewhere on the globe every year since the end of the Second World War. The 20th century was the most brutal of all the many centuries of human existence. It is estimated that more people had already perished violently in the first half of the 20th century than in all the previous centuries put together. As for the 21st, within a month of the invasion of Ukraine, Russia had lost twice as many military personnel killed as the United States had in 20 years in Iraq, and by March 2023, the Russian death toll is thought to have reached five times the 13,300 soldiers that the USSR lost after a decade in Afghanistan in the 1980s. War is thus still very much worth studying. The first eight of the following chapters form a
Sample complete. Ready to continue?